Chapter 4. When her cell phone rang Tuesday morning at 6:30, Abigail lifted her head and fumbled around the bedside table for it, blinking the sleep out of her eyes. Seeing the Glenwood Falls Elementary number lighting up the display, she quickly sat up and forced her voice to sound as though she'd been awake for hours. "Hello?"
"Hi, Abigail. This is Liz calling from Glenwood Falls Elementary," the receptionist said. "Yes, hi, Liz. I apologize for the short notice, but one of our second grade teachers called in sick this morning, so can you make it in?"
She was nodding. Second grade. She could do second grade.
"Abigail?"
"Oh, yes, definitely. Not a problem. I love second grade."
"Shut up, Abigail." "Okay, well, just stop by the office and we will give you today's lesson plan and everything you need."
"Great. Yes, will do." She connected the call and jumped out of bed. Her first day teaching. This was, she paused, absolutely terrifying. Her excitement faded to anxiousness as she grabbed a towel and headed for the bathroom down the hall. In the shower a minute later, she tried desperately to remember back 2 years to Danny's second grade experience. Double addition, the introduction to chapter books. She could add, she could read, she had this. 3 hours later, she stood staring at 20 blank expressions staring right back at her. She so did not have this. She cleared her throat and forced a deep breath.
"Hello, everyone. I am Ms. Jansen, your substitute teacher for today."
In movies, they always wrote their name on the board. Seemed like as good as any place to start, so she did. And underlined it, twice. Good, she thought, nodding her approval at her own name in white chalk across the blackboard. Now what? She opened the file from the office and saw the math tests on top.
"Well, it looks like we have a math test today," she said.
A collective groan went through the classroom. A hand in the back shot up.
"Yes?"
She glanced down at the seating chart with all the students' names on it, taped to the corner of the desk.
"Matthew,"
she said, glancing back up at the boy.
"I've seen you on TV."
"Okay.
That's possible.
I assume it was a commercial for Dreams for Life?"